This is Miles.
This is Sam.
And Marcus.
And we are
The Road to Ruin.
And you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. My name's Lou Lombardi, everybody, a.k.a. Ludini. You guys just call me Ludini. We're all friends here. And I have another artist story for you guys today. We've got the band The Road to Ruin on with us. And I'm really excited. We just started last week having the bands, when they can, when it makes sense, to perform live. So they're actually going to perform live. So this is really exciting. I love doing this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have the guys on in a second. The Road to Ruin is back there chilling out in the green room, getting ready to rock our socks off. So in the meantime, guys, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back there often for more great artist stories like the one you're going to be hear here in a few minutes, as well as our weekly hard rock and metal show, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can check that out. We go live every Monday night, live on Facebook, soon to be live on Instagram and YouTube simultaneously. We are working on that too, so that's going to be exciting. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up. But so you definitely want to check that out. We have some great co-hosts. We have a good time. You can find that all at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Also, guys, while you're there, up in the upper right-hand corner is a our little merchandise area. So click on that. It takes us to our Dizzy Jam store. We've got a lot of cool stuff in there. All kind of T-shirts and hoodies and mugs and all kind of fun stuff there. Totes, all kind of fun stuff. So check that out. And it just shows that you're willing to really support independent music whenever you buy a little something like that. Plus, you get the cool takeaway. It's something that you can have. And when you buy something, snap a little photo of yourself with it and upload it to Facebook or Instagram and tag us so that we can share it around, okay? You can find that all at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Now, as I was telling you guys, we have the band The Road to Ruin here. They are a Brooklyn-based band formed around the eclectic songwriting of lead singer Miles Stenhouse. It delivers a thoughtful, sometimes amusing, earworms with detailed bedroom pop arrangements that reveal a deep reverence for the likes of Big Star, Crazy Horse, T-Rex, and Electric Light Orchestra. It's been a while since I've heard a band that says they were influenced by Electric Light Orchestra, so that's very cool. All right, guys, welcome. How you guys doing? You guys, where you got? You guys in Brooklyn right now?
Yeah, I'm just moving across the street, and we're in my new apartment.
Awesome.
Here in Bushwick.
We're in Bushwick, yeah.
Okay, and who do we got? We've got Miles, Sam, and Marcus. Is that who we got?
Howdy. Sam plays some bass guitar for us. Marcus is our drummer and percussionist. We also have a lead guitar player who couldn't make it here tonight. Actually, car troubles.
Oh my.
Okay. That can be rough. But yeah.
Awesome. So we have the power trio version of of the band here, The Road to Ruin. So why don't we go ahead and let's start before we get into your individual stories. Let's talk a little bit about the band itself. How did you guys get together, and why do you call yourselves The Road to Ruin? Anybody can jump in. The only thing, guys, when you start to talk, just say your name so we can get to know you.
Hey, yeah. So my name is Sam. And I would say from my perspective, the band began in the beginning of 2011 when I became Miles' random roommate in college. I was actually just starting to learn how to play music. And Miles had a lot of songs written, and I started learning his songs, and he suggested that maybe we take them out on the town and play them at some open mics and try to find some gigs and see if any other musicians would be involved. And we did manage to get other musicians involved, and we had some sort of fledgling permutations of the band. But over the years, Miles and I relationship solidified, and we slowly but surely became what we can call The Road to Ruin today.
Miles, your version?
I've been playing music since really started writing songs when I was about 13 or 14, which is when I started playing guitar. and had my first band recorded when I was 15. And we actually called the band way back then. It was Miles Stenhouse and the Road to Ruin. It was an entirely different lineup involving a math teacher. It was a really fun time, actually.
Okay. With a math teacher. At least it wasn't a phys ed teacher.
This was junior year of high school.
Okay.
So I had that band, and that band broke up at the end of high school because it was very tied to that place. And I went to New York, and I met Sam there, and we formed a band in college with some other people that had a different name, moved through to that. We were called The Rabble for a while, and we had decided to change that name. And we became The Road to Ruin. And we did a rock opera we had some other singers. It was a very different lineup. The lineup you see these days really solidified about a year ago. We brought in Mike, the guitar player, and Marcus. I don't know if you have anything to contribute.
Yeah, Marcus, why don't you jump in? Let's give the drummer some love. Marcus, why don't you tell us about how you got involved with the band? And we'll start with you with your bio. So why don't you also tell us about how you got into music and what inspired you to start playing?
I started playing music when I was in fourth grade, so it was a long time ago. I've written Sam Reynolds earlier, like a bunch of music back in Philadelphia before I moved to Brooklyn. I moved to Brooklyn 2 years ago to be with my soulmate Mallory, and we make music together. I was at an open mic, and that's when I met, I think it was either that or I think I was running sound at Skips.
Yeah, I was running sound at Skips.
I was running sound at Skips. That's where I met Miles.
Okay.
And we just started talking outside, and I had mentioned that I was a drummer as well. And I think that it was just like good timing that they needed somebody else.
Our previous drummer died in a bizarre gardening accident.
He actually choked on vomit.
Yes, it wasn't his vomit.
But you can't exactly dust for vomit.
Yeah, you can't exactly dust for vomit. Oh, man. Whenever I do an interview, that's all I do. Start talking like Nigel Tufnel.
What kind of motivates you guys to write? Like Miles, like, what is your sort of inspiration? I mean, what kind of made you pick up the guitar in the first place? I know you said you've been in a band since you were 15 with a math teacher. What kind of inspired you in the first place to go, take this in a sort of more serious direction to continue to pursue it all these years?
Well, I came from a very musical family. My father plays guitar. I have an uncle who was actually in a pop band called Bourgeois Tag in the 80s. They had a top 40 hit. They're very good. My uncle's son is a major songwriter as well. So I grew up around a lot of people playing music, and I'd play around on, you know, pianos and stuff like that. And I really developed a love for listening to music and getting to know music, and I sort of started with the Beatles and went through the whole 60s pantheon into the 70s and beyond and all of that.
Okay.
But it was really a love of songwriting, and I got to the point where I was so into learning other songs in my head and just singing along casually and stuff when I was 12 or 13. I had gone to boarding school for a couple of years, and I came home, basically, and I was going back to day school, and the summer before, I didn't really know anyone, so I ended up picking up a guitar, and I spent a lot of time with it that summer, and just kind of fell in love, and it's been the focus. It's almost hard to talk about starting it, because I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
Since,
I get you. What about you, Sam?
When I was young, I grew up in California. I grew up in Oakland, in the Bay Area, and my parents thought it was important for me to have a musical education. So I actually learned how to play the clarinet when I was a little kid.
Okay.
But I stopped playing when my music teacher retired, because I have always felt that music, what's most important about music is who you play with. And when she retired, I didn't really want to play anymore because I really liked playing with her and I didn't have a better alternative.
Okay.
So I stopped playing, and then later, once I got kind of towards like the end of high school, when I was 16 or 17, I sort of got into this place where I would daydream a lot, and I would daydream a lot just about music. I similarly relate to Miles. I was just became a huge lover of listening to music. And anytime I wasn't listening to music, I had a way of having music playing in my head. And at a certain point, I realized that that music playing in my head didn't belong to anyone other than me, that it was actually something that I was creating for myself. And that I figured I owed it to myself at that point to get back into playing an instrument. And so I picked up guitar at first, but quickly found myself gravitating towards playing bass. Right around the time that I moved to New York to go to college, at which point I received a fairly formal, somewhat informal education in jazz. But okay. Also, I just got out there and played with as many different people as I could. And Miles was just easily among the best of them, if not the best.
Cool.
So stuck with him.
Awesome. All right, so we've heard about the band. We've got some your individual backgrounds there. So why don't we go ahead and let's hear what you guys can do. They got to play live in the studio. Well, I guess in their studio. We are the internet, right? You know, it's crazy. They're in like two states away, and we're going to be piping it in via Skype, so it should be fun. But what song are you guys going to play for us?
We're going to play a song called "Anywhere You Hang Me Will Be Home," which is going to be, there's a recording of it on our new record, Don't Envy the Wheels, which we are currently promoting the single Height of the Sky for. But we thought we'd give you guys a preview, one that we haven't put out yet at all, because that's kind of fun.
Well, this is a little different. This is going to be totally unplugged. We've got two acoustic guitars and hand percussion here.
Yeah, normally we're an electric band, a couple of electric guitars, full trap drums, all that stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, this should work. It's a bit of a ballad.
All anyway, right. Let's go ahead and do it. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus live, The Road to Ruin. All right, guys, go for it.
Drop your weapons. We played a game, manning you the flag. Give your 84 cents to the carpenter, 'cause the hangman is happy just a prick. Don't gripe about the finer points of sportsmanship. The 13 years was your good little thorn. Please let me be as I prepare to die. You can honor the oath you have sworn. I haven't had a place in a heart or on a range, in a hideout or fate from which I haven't run. I used to bow to instinct, close my eyes and I fired my gun. But now I have grown weary of what I have become. So sheriff, come for me. As I walk to town alone, and anywhere you hang me will be home. Hurry, dust off the last of the fireworks. My arrest will be big news in the town. Bring your children so they can remember when that trapdoor came a tumbling down. Overnight, your bellies will be full again, and we'll soon find a cure for the common cold. So rejoice for the brave politicians that finally caged the big bad wolf. And I haven't had a place in a park or on a range, in a hideout or a field, which I haven't run. I used to bat an instinct, close my eyes and I fired my gun. But now I have grown weary of what I have become. So sheriff, come for me, 'cause I walk to town alone. And anywhere you hang me, we'll be home. Sheriff, come for me as I walk to town alone. And anywhere you hang me, we'll be
home. Wow. Great track, man. Beautiful song. It's called Anywhere You Hang Me.
Anywhere You Hang Me Will Be Home. Yeah.
Anywhere You Hang Me Will Be Home. Fantastic. Do you ever get any comparisons or anybody ever mentioned that you have a sort of Jerry Garcia, Grateful Dead kind of vibe going on? Like on that track?
Jerry Garcia is my father's favorite guitar player. So I definitely grew up on his music and his voice. I love the Dead. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, even your speaking voice sounds like reminiscent of Jerry Garcia. I don't know if like you definitely got the whole thing going on there.
Is that like Jerry Garcia? Does he? That's not a good one. You should cut that.
You guys,
it's funny you say that because I really wish Mike was here. He loves.
Oh yeah. A guitar player,
Jerry.
Mike.
He loves Fish.
The biggest. I can't improvise like Jerry. I wish I could, but it's just not the way I do it. If you know,
yeah.
I can play like Keith Richards, you know, the little multi, you know, yeah.
Cool. Hey, you guys sounded good, man. It was a very like heartfelt performance, and so I'm glad. Thank you. I felt like I was part of something special there. So appreciate you guys doing that. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for The Road to Ruin? What's going on?
Well, we're trying to get this damned record out. that's coming this summer. I believe mid-July to mid-August. Let's say that safely at this point. That's kind of what I'm shooting for. Honing in on a date, trying to put together a release show. It's a lot of things that have to happen all at once. But that album is entirely finished. It's recorded. The mix is done. It's mastered. Right now, we did a rock opera called The Night the Saucers Came.
Yeah, tell us about that. It's so funny because the last band I interviewed, they released a rock opera too. I mean, this must be the year of, making a come around again with rock operas. So tell us about your rock opera.
Well, it was an alien invasion story, the first one, and followed this character called the Colonel, who was a sort of resistance leader against the aliens that invaded, were called the Shroud. Sort of had its own mythology, but it was also, very in the spirit of, like
Ziggy Stardust or say Yoshimi Battles Pink Robots by the Flaming Lips, you know, like what do you
I think the one of the interesting things about the rock opera in terms of the narrative and story, well, also mind you, we recorded this and released it between 2013 and 2014, so it's been a little while,
years ago.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is fun about it is that the story begins with an up-and-coming rock and roll star whose career is completely sidelined by this space alien invasion. And he has to put all those dreams aside to become a leader and to take charge of what remains of humanity and to stand up for ourselves, really. So
anyway, by the end of that opera, he just about gets himself killed. A bunch of other people killed too.
Absolutely.
And he's locked up in prison. So we're working on a sequel now.
We got to do a sequel. He's got to get out of jail and become like a big time.
We're doing Empire.
The references just keep flying. Go ahead and plug everything where everybody can find all your stuff, all your records, and keep up with where you're gigging and everything.
Oh yeah, well, if you keep an eye on the Road to Ruins official Facebook page, I believe if you search in music and Facebook, it will come up. You can find us there. Also, we have the Road to Ruins SoundCloud. We have records up on Spotify. If you look up our music there, or you can hear us at our Bandcamp, which I think is my favorite option. If you just put into any search engine, the Road to Ruin Bandcamp, you'll probably find it.
You just find it. The Road to Ruin Bandcamp. Okay, very good. All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. I need to...
Thank you.
You guys are great.
A really good time.
Okay, I need to wrap it up, but I need you to stick around because I need to do a little business with you after we're done. So you guys got a couple minutes to hang out?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Okay, guys, that was the Road to Ruin, and find them there. They just say go to search Road to Ruin Bandcamp, and they are the Bandcamp. It's the Instagram. It's the Facebook. It's all out there. So go ahead and check those guys out. I really enjoyed them. Great songwriting, a great performance. I mean, if you guys go back and listen to that again, it was just absolutely beautiful and heartfelt. So check that out, The Road to Ruin. Gosh, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check all that stuff out there. There's great merch there, all kind of other podcasts, music podcasts, all kind of stuff. So check that out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Guys, we've whittled away yet another podcast time, and we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. I know you guys out there are excited about great music. I know that you're passionate about it. That's why we do this thing. So when you see it flying around out there on social media, you see us on YouTube, you see us on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, please share it around. When you share it, you get more promo. And it's not so much about us, but you get more your friends checking out bands like The Road to Ruin and all the other great artists that we've had on here. So when you share it around, you're doing your part to promote great music, especially if you're like me, who's not interested in anything that's going on in corporate media right now. The independent places, the podcasts, the internet radio stations, that's where it's all happening. You can do your part by sharing the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Guys, share it around. We appreciate it. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often for more great music. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Road to Ruin for being here. And we'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.